Katrina Vogelsang, you're the head of fiction at Denmark's TV2. Let's talk about Scandinavian dramas that are a massive hit worldwide. Why? Why do you think these dramas from Scandinavia have just become so popular around the world?
I think one of the biggest reasons is we have a saying in Scandinavia at the moment, the more local, the more global. So when the rest of the world tend to want to make themselves attractive for the international market, then the Scandinavian tried to make them attractive for the Scandinavian audience, and it turned out that it was a really good business because it travels really well. That's one reason. The other is that it tends to be that there's a focus on great characters in Scandinavian drama, and that I think travel very well as well. And everybody, it's characters that you can relate to, and that's what you want to do when you're watching television. You want to connect with the characters in the show. You want to experience their dilemmas, and if you can tell that well, and well done in high quality, then you have a broad audience.
We've, in the past probably 20 years, we've seen a massive rise in the quality of television. I think it began with HBO and the cable, the rise of cable networks in the US. So did that have an impact on Scandinavian drama, the fact that the quality was rising, particularly coming out of America? Did people, you know, in Europe think we need to lift our game as well?
Yeah, for sure. It has been a huge inspiration for the Danish television creative. For example, Borgen was very inspired of West Wing, and then it was in the Scandinavian way, and now they're doing a lot of shows who looks like Borgen in the States, so I think we're swapping all the time, but the high quality, it made it easier to get very good writers writing television in Denmark, because they could see you can do like a piece of art with television, not only an entertainment show or just a fun story. You could do more than that, and that was, I think HBO was fantastic at that time.
Well, the HBO's idea was, well, as a pay television channel, they realised that they had to give people a reason to buy the channel, but they also decided to become a writer's medium. And we've now seen other TV companies around the world follow suit. So television really has become the writer's medium, more so now than film. Film continues to dumb down, especially the stuff coming out of the Hollywood studios. It's more visual, more aimed at teenage boys.
Yeah.
All the good writers now are flocking to television.
I think it was like that in Denmark before, but it was only a little handful of writers who did write television before HBO came in, but it has actually been all the time that the writer was the main person at the Danish television show. So in that sense, I think we were a little bit in front of HBO, but not on the creative level. We have to gathering 1/4 of the Danish population, so therefore we can't be as risky as HBO has been on their show.
Yeah, and you've also started following the American model of having a showrunner and a writer's room.
I think the difference is that the showrunner is one person in the US, and in Denmark it would be a writer and a producer. We are not as talented, so we can do everything, but it works very well to have two people doing the same job.
But you also follow the writer's room model? Rather than having one person writing a show, you have a team?
Not really. We actually tend to have one person who has two staff writers, but not a big room. And last time I was in the US, I was talking to a writer there, and they think the big writer's room is a mess. They only do it because of lack of time. So therefore they were so jealous about the Danish model, because we had the time to only have one writer and two staff writers, for example.
Yeah. And the American writer's room model seems to work more on your half-hour sitcoms than on your one-hour dramas.
Yeah, for sure. And we don't do any sitcom for the main channels in Denmark at all. We are not that good as in writing comedy. We are very good in drama and crime, but comedy is a bit difficult for the Danish people. I don't really know why.
and finally, the new model coming into effect now, we're seeing the rise of your streaming services like your Netflix and your Amazon. Is that also having an impact on how shows are being developed in Denmark?
Not as much as the HBO. It's more that it's easier to get the American shows to be seen. But I still think it's a niche in Denmark. There's not that many viewers on it. Not the broad audience. It's still the Danish content who attracts that.
Great. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.